brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What you've got is either good police departments or bad police departments, but the globalists are trying to make them all evil. All paramilitary thug groups. We're going to 20 after an overdrive talking to police, military about Kelly Thomas verdict, license to kill. And clearly, if you watch the 21-minute video, I mean, it's like attack dogs ripping up a baby or something. And I don't want police just trained to just attack anybody for any reason, because that's what macho people do. And we know police are bad in most countries, so it can happen here. It is happening here. And I agree there's a lot of good police out there. The problem is up above them, the system's so corrupt that it wants them to only selectively enforce and get away with murder. Who's been holding the longest here? Is it Justin? Then we'll go to Tiger, Steve, and Pyro, and then that'll be it for calls. Go ahead, Justin in California, former LAPD, works now for military. What's your take on the Kelly Thomas verdict?
It's wrong, Alex. Right now, there's some severe issues going on. You know, Alex, I listened to your show recently. There's just some really heavy issues going on. Alex, one of the things that I really need to get out there on the record is people need to really understand what's going on. This stuff is really heavy. It's really deep. Right now, we're in a really risky time. For instance, when did the police go to black uniforms? They used to wear navy blue uniforms. Remember that show? It was called the Hill Street Blues. It wasn't called black uniformed thugs, okay? And there's some problems. There's areas, for instance, I'm in California, and I'm at, like, ground zero where the nightmare is taking place, not unlike Texas and some places like that, maybe Florida. But one of the problems, Alex, is this. In places like San Bernardino County, the sheriff's deputies who contract out, you know, the rent-a-cops in the cities they work in, they're actually instructed at this point in time to go ahead and do whatever you want to whoever you pull over at any given time. In other words, you have a green light, violate their Fourth Amendment. Who cares? If they say, no, don't search me, don't go through my car, who cares? If we find the goods on them, put the onus on them to go in front. And then this is what they're instructed to tell the citizens when they trample on their rights. Talk to the judge. Really now, like you can just walk into the courtroom and just say, hey, judge, you know, let's have a beer.
I mean, police are now coming in people's houses without probable cause or an emergency. And the courts are saying, yeah, you can come in a house without warrants whenever you want.
See, that's what they're being instructed to do now, Alex. And the prosecutors, you know, they're all in on it. You know, it's a hardcore law and order type of a, that's not conservatism, you know. I hear you mention these type of issues. People have become confused, propagandized from just the constant brainwashing that's taking place, telling them this or that. But again,
yeah, they're telling them it's a war. We've got to violate everybody's rights. Meanwhile, the police chief in many areas is on the take with the CIA getting drug money. I mean, it's a total joke. I mean, the low-level drug dealer doesn't even know they work for the big banks. That's confirmed. And I'm not endorsing the thug culture. This has been created artificially, and now it's absorbing the police.
By all means, Alex. And again, the situation is really, really bad. You know, I hate to say this. You know, I worked in law enforcement. I'm going to tell you, I know you get these guys calling in, and I feel a little sympathy for them. But, Alex, I've got to be honest with you. There are no good police. We're in a full-on police state. And if they are good police out there, they're playing you right now. You've ever heard of a little game called Good Cop, Bad Cop? I'm just telling you, let me give you the proof of that, okay? The reason why I tell you that they're all bad is because the supposed good guys, why don't they blow the whistle on the bad guys? Everybody knows that there's bad police officers. Everybody knows this. The key is, how do you identify them? You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like when we talk about 9/11 or issues like that, you ask, well, who benefits from this crime? You know, but again, going back to law enforcement, these guys can't even solve 9/11. You think they're going to solve anything that's really important? You know, we're really...
Hold on, stay there, don't hang up. I want to come back to you, Justin, and then Tiger, Steve, and Pyro, and that'll be it. But wow, what a powerful call. Yeah, because they're not allowed to. It's on record the big banks launder almost all the drug money. No one goes after them because they run the country.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
America's got a rude awakening coming. I got an article right here, just came out. FBI will not file charges against IRS over treatment of Tea Party groups. Well, yeah, it's run by the guy ordering the persecution. A total gangster thug, Eric Holder, who, by the way, was involved in Oklahoma City. Look into that. We even have the emails. We know the name of the task force who was there, seen by witnesses. I mean, it's really bad. I feel like my life's in danger when I start saying this stuff. Because believe me, they're not happy about it. And so just remember who runs the country. While there's all this law and order business, it's in the Chicago Tribune, the El Paso Times, we told you years ago, Sinaloa drug cartel run by the CIA, FBI, DEA. I mean, the whole thing run, just the shipments, the cocaine. Every once in a while, the Texas State Police will catch an 18-wheeler full of cocaine. FBI shows up, declares national security, it rolls out. I mean, it's just a fact. This is a $500 billion a year industry that they can use in however way that they want. So, of course, they want a thug culture. The government is thug run now. And, folks, we better wake up to this and get past the fear. I got to race now through Justin, Tiger, Steve, and Pyro. Justin, finish up your point about, I get it. I don't even think all cops are so much corrupt as they're compartmentalized to where, I mean, I've talked to high-level folks how it's like a big joke in the Secret Service, FBI, federal marshals, state police. They'll be laughing at the quote, good cops, as you said, and they're the bad cops. And it's like, hey, go get us some coffee. And then the door shuts, and they're going, what a moron, what an idiot. And that's how this works. Go ahead.
Alex, no, it's heavier than that. It's more dark than that. Listen, Alex, in the capacity that I work in now, I work as an instructor. Okay, and I go and I give these classes, and sometimes the classes that we give are to, like, your local, like, little police officers, you know, in some city in, let's say, Southern California or Northern California or in Arizona. And I listen to these guys talk, Alex, and it's not good. Listen, let me give you another example of something really bad. For instance, all the police are walking around with all these high-tech weapons right now. You know, they're walking around with the high-capacity magazines right now. You know, for instance, like the Glocks with the 17 rounds and whatnot. All these magazines all over their body. Who are those weapons for, Alex? You know, ask yourself that. You know, those are for us. You've been saying it now for years. But again, the rubber hits the road. Who are those weapons for?
Oh, I know. Small towns are all getting war wagons. They're training to take on gun owners. They're training for a civil war. And they're training to crush the Tea Party, and the Tea Party's the biggest supporter of the police. And I think the Tea Party should reach out to the police and point out the federalization, and we should get a national movement of police, which we already have with the sheriffs and others, to say they're not going to be part of this. Great points. I appreciate your call. And let me guess what they say as an instructor. They can't wait to kill people. They can't wait to feel women up. They can't wait to, you know, take drugs off people and keep it. I mean, is it that type of stuff?
It's like the guy from Facebook. It's like they call us fools behind our backs. I've got to be honest, though. I'm there with them. I'm listening to what they're saying. I still have blood relatives they're members of. And here's another problem. Let me show you something else. I'll leave you with this, Alex. The whole idea, the philosophy, they call themselves, hey, I'm on the force. I'm going to go work, I'm going to join the force. Hey, you know, the word force in and of itself genuates some type of, forcing somebody to do something, submission, some type of power over another individual. Okay, like they're the so-called Jedi or something, some type of fascistic force. The bottom line, Alex, it's dangerous. Okay, it's dangerous.
No, I know. It's become the government force, and the government is hijacked and evil. And so a sword itself is an evil, but the arm wielding it, the government, is evil, and it's all coming down. And we could stop this whole thing if people woke up and realized it. I appreciate you calling in. I mean, you know, used to the police, even in big cities, left families alone, left people that obviously weren't bad alone. No, it's now about making us know we're bad because the system wants us all to feel guilty. And they want us all accustomed to being questioned, all to basically be inducted into the prison culture. America is one giant prison. Slavery has been re-legalized through government. And they've all got a reason of your zoning or drugs or you didn't put your pills in the right bottle when you went to work. I see cases where they arrest old men for heart medication that isn't even a, you know, this prescription, but it's not something that gets you high. And the old guy's got it in his pill, little pill thing he takes, and they go, we're going to take you in. This is prescription, and it should be in a bottle. What, sonny? That's my heart pill. I mean, you know, old ladies will have $2,000 in cash, and the cops in Texas all over will take the money. I mean, this is some whacked out stuff. And they'll have judges and people in these Texas towns on TV going, you shouldn't drive around with money. We don't care if Mrs. Appleton is a pillar of the community. She shouldn't have $2,000. We tested the bills and five of them had cocaine on them. All money that's been used has drugs on it. They go, don't matter. We're keeping the money. That's a crook. And all these other cops that are compartmentalized are like, hey, now don't be too mean. Don't talk about the good stuff we do. Look, if we don't talk about the bad stuff that's going on, it's going to take over. We've got to have this debate. I mean, folks, I've had family, a bunch of them that work for the Army and stuff, and I mean, in special operations and above that. And I mean, they're just like, come on. That's how I knew when I was a kid the government brought in most of the drugs and killed people and just all sorts of other stuff. And a lot of the muscle for the New World Order comes out of Texas. That's all I'm going to say. And that's where they recruit heavily. And it's just, it's all over the place. I mean, a lot of Army officers that I know, after 25 years in the Army, you then graduate to the real Army. Let me just put it to you that way. And the public has no idea how all this really works. And if you get caught shipping drugs in or you get caught killing people, or you get caught doing something like this, why, you were acting alone. It's the movie Two Guns. If you want to know how this really works, I went and saw that new movie Two Guns. I mean, that's like real. except it's silly, you know, shooting people out of helicopters and stuff. I mean, it's got a cartoon element, but the whole way it works, that new Mark Wahlberg movie. But I was disgusted watching because all the people laughing at it. And there were all these cops and military guys in there watching it with me. And I was just like, man, this is freaking me out. I mean, this is freaking me out. Steve in Costa Rica, former law enforcement, what's your take on all this?
Well, Alex, I have a year span of reflection on this. And yes, this latest thing in Smelly is just horrible. It gives me goosebumps. It makes me want to cry. And I feel your pain, Alex. I feel your pain of what you're feeling because I got the same sentiments inside. The police departments are so different these days. And when I used to see how they pepper sprayed the Occupy Wall Street people with their hands behind their back, handcuffed, and spraying it right in their face, I just get chills just even watching that because the police pepper spray is a crowd disbursement, and they're using it for punishment.
Hey, have you seen the footage in Portland when they had peaceful anti-war demonstrators and they sprayed into baby carriages on purpose and said, don't bring a baby?
Yeah, and what about the private parts in the searching rooms and in the jail cells? I can't believe they're getting away with this. I can't believe it. This is an assault on the general public. If you just spit on a cop, back in the old days, that was an assault on a cop. I used to work in a prison system, too, and when an inmate spit on you, you could arrest him for assaulting a police officer. But it's so different. But also, I grew up around the Rodney King beating. My mother worked at that Baby Beef Burgers where he got beat up. Alex, this stuff has been going on for decades and decades and decades. They're just getting caught more, and they're just being more bold about it because nobody said anything about them. Even the riots after those two cops got off in L.A., I said they deserve it. L.A. deserved it. L.A. deserved it. People don't know how many millions of dollars they pay out every year.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. It didn't matter if Rodney King was a dumb thug. There's no point when he's not resisting to beat him up, so you become a thug. I appreciate your call. Moving quick. Tiger in Mississippi, law enforcement, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Tiger.
Thank you. I was going to get into some of the stuff on our I've been out of about 16 years, about 2 years, but I was in it for about 16. I was going to get into some of our traffic stop procedures, but hearing about some of the unnecessary use of force, I want to elaborate on a shoplifting incident I incurred one night. I had taken a shoplifter into custody, and he had put up a resistance at first, so I left him handcuffed even after I got into the station because he was like, as soon as I get out of these cuffs, it's on. We put him in the holding cell, and I was sitting up at the booking counter doing the paperwork, getting him booked in, getting his picture taken, getting ready to get his picture taken. And he was just dropping the F-bomb every 5 minutes. Not telling him to be quiet. He'd been drinking a little bit, too, so he had a public drunk charge. But every time he'd just, you know, drop an F-bomb or something like that, I'd just say, hey, look, you need to be quiet. I'm just, you know, drop a disorderly conduct on you. He'd keep on. So every time he would do something I'd tell him not to do, I'd just drop another disorderly conduct on him. Well, finally, my captain walked in. And captain pretty much yelled at him, why don't you shut the F-bomb up? And the guy told him to F you. And at that point, my captain said, somebody spray him. And I said, captain, he's cuffed. And he said, I don't care. Somebody's spraying. Well, an officer walked over and sprayed my prisoner while he's in the cage, handcuffed. And he said, F you, I'm going to get you when I get out of these cuffs. He said, all right, someone tase him. So my prisoner, who I had not touched other than a handcuff in a cage while I'm booking him, gets sprayed and tasered for just cussing. Handcuffed.
Well, see, my issue is I would start getting mad. And just having somebody do that, so that's bad. And I see what you did. Well, you know, it was the right thing. My issue is this homeless guy didn't do anything. And they attacked him first and then killed him and then got away with it. I mean, quite frankly, if somebody was yelling at me, I would get sick of it. And then maybe move him to the end of the hall, you know, with a cell that wasn't loud or something. And I get you want to go get in a fight with him. The problem is you can't because they're under your control, and unless you go take your badge off and get in a fist fight with them, then I mean, maybe they should have in jails like a octagon, and then if somebody signs a form that they want to fight the cop or the jail guard, and the cop wants to get in the ring with them, put them in the ring with boxing gloves on. That's what they do in the old days. In fact, I talked to a family that one of them's a jail guard. He talked to an old jail guard that died like 20 years ago. And he said in the old days that if people kept shooting their mouths off, I'm going to skip this break and go to the bottom of the hour. I got to finish with these guys. And this is like 50 years ago at Huntsville, that they would actually occasionally have the boxing matches. Now you hear about that as gladiatorial events in the jails. But, you know, again, men aren't really men anymore to a great extent. In the old days, you wouldn't say something like that to somebody unless you thought something was going to, you know, end up happening. So I think it's the thug culture on both sides is turning the police into thugs. I think the trainers that called in earlier are right. Go ahead and finish your point.
Like I said, I disagreed with what was going on, and as soon as I saw it happen, I tabbed out of my software system that we used, and immediately went into an interoffice memorandum. I was fixing to write the incident up, and my captain kind of walked behind me and stared over my shoulder. So at that point, I just went ahead and closed that out and forgot about turning in a memo on that, and just finished my report, because at that point, I was like, okay, if I do this, I'm pretty much out of a job. Going back to some of our traffic stop situations, it got to the point where they were demanding, that it was not in writing, it was an unwritten rule, because a quota is illegal, but an unwritten rule, we were supposed to make 3 traffic stops a night and write at least 2 tickets a night, and they wanted you inside at least 2 of those vehicles. And if you didn't do it, you would get a write-up, maybe not for not stopping a certain amount of vehicles, but they would find a reason to get you.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's like almost every time I get pulled over, they want to search my car. And, I mean, I'm just like, no, it's a Fourth Amendment. And they're like, well, what do you got to hide and all this stuff? And I'm like, nothing. But, you know, quite frankly, there's a rifle under the seat. It's totally legal, but it's not their business. I'm not leaving the scene of a crime. There's no probable cause. They don't need, but again, it's Justice Department standards. They want to make the police do illegal things, just like these warrantless blood draws and these tissue swabs, which they now admit are Justice Department funded to get ready for illegal checkpoints. They're priming the police, the public, all of us are being prepared for this.
But, even on some of the domestic violence incidents where I would split the parties up and one person would be violent, I would manage to calm them down. We'd had officers come in hot-headed, ready to rock and roll, and when I'd push them aside and say, let me get it, I got it, I would get approached by a supervisor and say, you look like you're a vegetarian. In this profession, there's a meat eater and a vegetarian. Are you a vegetarian? Of course not. I worked in a meat eating department when I first got into law enforcement. I worked a place that this last department I was at wouldn't even want to work. So, I believe you're right. Law enforcement is getting more aggressive. I think a lot of them are being brainwashed in school, and they're just forgetting the way that this country used to be, and they're going along with exactly what the media is, you know, brainwashing us to go. So,
absolutely. God bless you. And the police are going to be discredited in this. I mean, look at Chris Christie selling out to Obama, and now the Justice Department's after him. There's no honor among thieves. And yeah, they think it's tough to beat somebody up for no reason. Or they think it's tough to be a thug and use too much force. That's not tough. It's like when you see a big guy starting to fight with a little guy. And I've seen that many times when I was in college going out with, you know, girlfriends and stuff. I've seen it many times in life. And it really makes you mad when some big bouncer, and a lot of bouncers are not bad guys, but, you know, the thug bouncers, are starting to fight with somebody, some little guy for no reason. It's like, wow, they picked a little guy to start a fight, and at an instinctive level, you want to climb up on top of him and beat the hell out of him. And so, I mean, I'll be honest, I would never want to be a cop, because if I came to somebody's house and there was a dead baby that had gotten into drugs and some scumbag piece of filth cussing at me and everything, I'd probably break their neck. So, I mean, I'm just saying, even I, in those situations, I've talked to multiple EMS people over the years. I had one of them work for me for years until he moved, and he told the story about how sometimes the EMS would attack people. Because you get there, and there's a dead baby, and there's some guy going, I don't care, and then there's, like, drugs all over the place, and, you know, stuff like that happens, or some guy shot his family and is there when you get there still alive. I mean, you know, you want to break their neck. That's justice. 5,000 years ago, if the local tribe, somebody broke a baby's neck or something, and there wouldn't even be a trial. They'd get over there, he broke the baby's neck, the men of the village would just take you out, take a sword, right there, you'd be dead. I mean, that's normal, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is our society's so big, you got to have due process. And then the police get away with killing bad guys, because everybody's like, oh, he fell in at his head, because they deserve it. Then suddenly, oh, the guy didn't totally deserve it, but we like to kill people. And so, because, you know, once you get into that mode, folks, it's a bad situation. Pretty soon, some homeless guy, you just decide to go ahead and hit him with a billy club for no reason, because he just halfway argued with you, and then he runs because he's scared, and then you go kill him. Well, I mean, you want to live in a culture like that? I mean, do you really want to live in? I mean, I've talked to Special Forces people about where they were in Afghanistan. Those were Navy SEALs, and this guy put gasoline on his son and daughter. One was like 3, one was 5, and lit them on fire to put the call in. And when the helicopter landed, it was 2 helicopters, and of course they'd land off the road thinking there could be an IED trying to lure them in. So you always land not in the best spot to land. You want to land in the worst spot or have guys rappel down. And they're getting these little burned little girls. But then they caught something was going on, and before he could detonate, they got it open. And I wasn't told what they did to him after that, and I'm not endorsing torture, but let's just say he did not die slowly. And it was because they were looking at these burned little kids. One of them lived, one of them died. But that's the type of stuff you deal with where you don't want to torture people, and torture isn't good, but somebody has hurt little kids like this, and so you start torturing someone. And that's why the globalists want to put our men in war, because even if you're a good moral person, it will change you. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I've been in over 200 fights. Most of them when I was younger, so they weren't that intense, but probably 50, 60 or more, really hardcore people going to the hospital fights. That has changed me. Just being in fights has made me where I'm, you know, have a, you know, just a, not even an appetite. It's like a place in my brain ready to get violent, ready to get violent, not afraid to get violent. And that's actually a weakness, because somebody starts something with me, I got to really be humble and go, okay, you're yes, sir. I don't even smart up. Yeah, you're a tough guy. I just go, listen, let us just go on our way, all right? Because I don't want to, you know, get in a fight. Because the problem is, if the person's really a badass, people are going to probably, you know, come close to dying. Because then if they really start hurting me, you know, it's rock and roll time, as they say. And that's the problem with what this society has turned into, folks, is that real men need to protect innocence and they need to protect liberty. They don't need to run around acting like thugs looking for a reason to hurt somebody because it's a notch on your belt. Let's talk to Pyro in California. Go ahead, Pyro. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty good. What do you think about all this is happening?
Well, I'm here from California. I don't live too far along.
Okay.
Fullerton. That thing is just horrendous. And those cops are nothing but thugs. I was in military police for 8 years. I never hit anyone. I was never that aggressive. I was practically people told me I should have been a cop. I said, no way, not in the civilian world, because it's a different animal. The police departments these days make you want to be a thug. And they hire thugs these days.
Is it all the departments or the big ones?
Mainly the big ones I've seen, because I was going to try to apply for LAPD. I have a few friends that are in LAPD, and they say it's nothing like that what we did in the Marine Corps. In the Marine Corps, when I was in military police, it was all, yeah, we had some problems, but it wasn't like too serious. But my main thing is how these cops have a much higher their bill of rights, their so-called bill of rights. It should be all one right for everybody. Not, oh, because you have a badge, you have some other certain rights that you're above us. That was not in the military. That was not, no matter if you're an MP or a regular soldier or infantry. It was one right for everybody.
And that's because if you've got a two-tiered system, society breaks down.
Exactly.
You can't have a military that works and have a multi-level system.
These cops should never been even cops, especially this Ramos guy. I've seen guys like him. They look for fights. I really hope his kids are proud of what he's done. It's ridiculous. And if these cops, I was listening to Larry Elder yesterday. He had his lawyer, Leo Terrell, who was tracking the whole case. He's saying, Leo Terrell said somewhere along the lines, these cops might even get their jobs back.
Call Larry Elder and let's get him on about this. Larry Elder's not supporting what happened, is he?
Oh, no, he's not at all. But he had this guy following the case by case. I was actually following the case through Larry Elder's broadcast.
Very interesting. Listen, we'll get Larry Elder back on. That's a good idea. We're out of time. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, with updates from Jakari and others on the West Coast on the radiation. Great job to the crew.
We We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Cowards and bullies should not be allowed to join the military or any police force. And historically, systems that were healthy knew how to identify scum and didn't want them around them, because they will discredit the entire organization. Instead, most police departments in this country that are large are run by large gangs of cowards and scum and people that really enjoy abusing innocence and who are on power trips. Large gangs of trash have gotten control and are now recruiting more trash, and that's how you see the rot of a civilization. That's how you see societies convert from free societies to extremely nasty, rotten societies. And I'm done talking about that. In the third hour today, I do intend on playing about, I don't know, 5-6 minutes of audio and video, audio for radio listeners, video for TV viewers, of the 20-minute torture beating that this particular individual went through, and he's now been found, the police have now been found not guilty in the Kelly Thomas verdict. cops now have license to murder. That's the prisonplanet.com, infowars.com headlined article. This is carte blanche to police officers to do whatever they want, is the quote by some of the family and others. We're going to be going over that because it's so important. And then I'm going to open the phones up for police officers to call in. I don't care if you're retired or current, and to give us your take on this situation. Because if they get you in a total gang mentality where you can never say the police are wrong, cover your hind ends, our journey into absolute despotism and all that comes with it will be complete. We've got a lot of videos and audio we're going to be airing today. We have a new Mark Dice video that was on DrudgeReport.com last night. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Californians signed petition to allow soldiers to commandeer anyone's home or quarter troops. Brutal anti-Agenda 21 riots in neighborhood in Spain where they're bringing in all the carbon taxes to fully break the economy. Then again, we have Kelly Thomas video coming up, beaten to death by the police. Police officer puts gun to boy's throat in McDonald's drive-thru. We're going to do that in the third hour, you know, again, tying it into this mania. And we're also going to get into the new supercomputers that can map the human brain and all the activities taking place in the brain. But, you know, for me, really the big news of the day is the fact that Business Insider links to a major Mexican newspaper, El Universal. And, of course, really the newspaper down in South Texas, so the El Paso Times, off of Infowars.com articles, did the research and found that of the five big drug cartels in Mexico, three of them are run by large U.S. global banks and the CIA and the FBI, and that they ship the drugs in and distribute them, and then even have deals to bust drug dealers five, six levels down. Of course, the drug dealer on the street doesn't even know the drugs were flown in on gold on major bank aircraft like Wachovia or Wells Fargo. In a two-year period, they flew in $378 billion, according to Bloomberg articles. So this is all out there. It's just that this illustrates how the whole thing works. And, again, when you're dumb enough to use drugs because people give them to you in high school, and then 5 years later you're a prostitute on the street to get your cocaine or heroin, all of that money gets laundered back through the banks, and so your daughter becomes a prostitute, you become a robber, I guess, that breaks in houses to get drugs, or people that are on drugs, you know, rob those they work for, and it just creates a total criminal culture. The drugs would be incredibly inexpensive and seen as the blight they are if Hollywood didn't make them sexy and if there wasn't big profits in them because of the black market. So it's simple. The big mafia, the big banks, made narcotics illegal at the end of Prohibition because they'd made their biggest profits ever when they got alcohol criminalized by manipulating the Christian lobby. That's all on record. So they could increase profits. Profits went up, I don't know, 5,000%, some estimates are, on liquor profits. The police were corrupted. Everything was corrupted. And when that ended, the year after they made alcohol legal again, after that decade of Prohibition, they, in the early 30s, made narcotics illegal. You could buy cocaine, heroin, opium, speed, anything you wanted at the local drugstore. And you would go and your child would have a Coca-Cola with a scoop of ice cream that you know, had a large amount of cocaine in it. Maybe you'd have a Dr. Pepper, had some cocaine. And you know, your child would have some cocaine, and then you and they'd bounce off the walls, and then you know you would have them come down. You'd give them some syrup, some cough syrup, some laudanum at night to make them calm down. Of course, you were taking drugs as well. But the point is, much lower level of people took drugs back then, and you can look at those statistics. But drug abuse was much lower. Yeah, there it is. Cocaine toothache drops for children. If you just type in cocaine sold in drugstores. 15 cents for how many doses? You guys found a ton of stuff. What did you type in to find that? Sears and Roebuck cocaine in the Google search images, and that's what it brings up for you. And yeah, you could order via Sears and Roebuck, too, 50 cases of cocaine if you wanted to. And there was less drug use. But if you're ever out in the country, you got an old home place, and you're digging around, it's very valuable to do this. In fact, I should do it. I could make a lot of money doing it to help fund the operation. You could go dig into old junk piles in the countryside, and you will find thousands of laudanum, which is opium and cocaine, bottles, you name it. And you can read the old Coca-Cola labels, you know, that says how much cocaine it had in it. But, of course, you tell a yuppie that Coca-Cola has cocaine or had cocaine in it. It has decaffeinated cocaine still in it. That's the, quote, mystery ingredient. It's not a mystery. It's denatured cocaine. That's the flavor of cocaine with sugar. And people are like, no, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's called Coke. It's called Coke for a reason. I know people don't believe that. It's a wild conspiracy theory, but Coca-Cola is cocaine cola. It's like a cocaine sarsaparilla. That sarsaparilla is a root, like root beer. But the whole point is that this is the way it works. And they said, man, why are we letting all these little companies ship this in, and all these little drug stores and apothecaries? Why are we just make it illegal? We'll ship it right into the kids. We'll have anti-drug programs to teach the kids how to use it. And we will take this country over. And they did it. And great job. And by the way, you know, you had more than 15 drug cartels in Mexico just a decade ago. We had Celia Castillo on, retired DEA agent, Vietnam veteran, former Border Patrol agent before that. He was Vietnam, Border Patrol, then DEA. And you know, he said, no, they're funding Sinaloa and Los Zetas to actually take out the other 10 groups. And then they're going to have them take each other out. And they've offered for me to be trained to train with U.S. military at King Ranch. The paramilitary is to go start the war. Mexico's going to collapse. He said this on my show 7 years ago. We had video then, simulcast. Those videos are online. And then it all broke loose. We broke it on this show on record. And I don't even like breaking stuff. I'd rather it be in the news and then cover it because it's less dangerous for us. By the way, they came and set him up with guns and put him in prison for that. For selling his neighbor a shotgun. The state police with the ATF came and got him. Because you're not going to cut in on the drugs. So that's what's going on. And there's a New York Times headline from 2011. DEA launders Mexican profits of drug cartels. Yeah, the DEA is listening to all your phones, your email, everything on record. This has now been released 3 months ago, but we already knew this, to find out who's shipping in drugs that isn't authorized by the big banks that own the country through fraud. And now it's come out. And then when they want to go set you up, anything, they will then create fake cases to do it and go lie to the court how they got evidence. So that's how it works, folks. When you become a drug enforcement agency person, unless you're a total idiot on what they call the white side of things that pushes paper and busts low-level people, they're all sitting in the back office laughing at you. They are all drug dealers. I mean, basically, the intel I've got from high-level sources is, a couple of years ago, we passed the line of more than half the FBI are now corrupt, more than half the DEA, and they're all the top half. And they literally make jokes and laugh all day at all of the people that aren't corrupt. It's a huge joke. Just like with Frank Serpico talking about how it was a big joke that he wouldn't take money. And he was the only cop in the narcotics, entire New York narcotics, I had him on the show, the only one that didn't take drug money, that didn't, and by the way, the reason Serpico wouldn't do this was he was a moral guy. Plus, he saw the rackets that it was involved in child trafficking, everything else. And he said to him, he goes, this isn't just drugs, guys. Because he's more of a liberal. He's for decriminalization. He said, this stuff is connected to everything. I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to be part of, and so they shot him in the face. And it is the incredible naivete of the general public, the off-the-chart naivete that allows this to continue to go on. I mean, just stop being naive. I mean, I've probably walked over to 100 tables of police all over the country and in England and other places and said, hey, you guys know the big banks launder all the drug money? They'll go, yeah, we do. Well, why don't you do something about that? Hey, man, they just tell us what we can do. You need to go change that in Congress, Alex. Plus, I'm saying who I am. And I'm like, but you still stop me at a checkpoint and ask if I got drugs. Yep, we just do what we're told. And if you don't mind, we're having a conversation here, buddy. That's how they act. Yeah, we know government deals with drugs now. I'm eating my lunch. Leave me alone. But then when they pull you over, got any drugs in here? What's going on in here? I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. That's all I'm saying. Hey, you're eating your lunch? Leave you alone? How about you leave me alone driving down the road? How about you stop acting like I did something? That's what I'm talking about. How about you stop finding teenagers with drugs and then throwing them in prison where real criminals get them, and then under pressure, those teenagers become hardened criminals? The system's a fraud. We got the biggest prison population in the world. It's all designed to destroy us and corrupt us. And that's what I'm saying. And the whole thing's a stinking fraud. And everybody knows it. And I'm tired of it. Now, who doesn't know it is good old boys out in the countryside. They know they love guns. They know they love Jesus. They love freedom. They love George Washington. They're the best people, but the worst people. My magazine got distributed in Northeast Texas where I got family. And I got phone calls and stuff, and they said, and these are smart people, but they said, Alex, the community's proud of you, but they're talking. You're promoting marijuana in your magazine. We had a sponsor with hemp soap and hemp powder that has zero THC. There's hundreds of varieties of hemp. Only a few have THC in them. Totally legal. And I said to them, I said, yeah, but do you understand that's what they make rope out of? Makes better cotton than cotton. Do you understand it's one of the most amazing plants out there on record medically? And they go, yeah, but it's the marijuana. No, it's not. So, see, they think marijuana is so bad that even if it's the type that doesn't have any THC in it, it'd be like if you were drinking Buckler non-alcoholic beer that for large, long periods when I don't drink any, you know, I'm out with friends, I'll drink one of those because I like to taste the beer. That's like saying you're bad drinking Buckler. But you're not even smoking this stuff. This is soap, and this is hemp powder, protein, really good for your heart. They're like, we know that, but it just looks bad. See, they think, oh, dirty drugs. Oh, my gosh, marijuana. Oh, my gosh, that's what the Mexicans smoke. That's how they sold it. It was called hemp before, but they used not even racism, but just people didn't know the name when they got marijuana made felony in the 30s. They ran news videos or newsreels before movies of where people smoke, you know, westerns, where you smoke one hit off marijuana and a bunch of crazy Mexicans then kill the whole town. They go, from Mexico and the Mexicans, marijuana. And then they would have other ones where like crazy midgets murder everybody. I'm not kidding. These are the movies they made. And Reefer Madness, where you smoke it and you murder everybody. And so they banned hemp growing in this country when we were the number one hemp producers in the world. Better than cotton, better for sales, better for rope. And no THC, they even banned that. And the churches said, burn it, burn it. And people were arrested that kept growing hemp. George Washington grew hemp. He grew the type that got you high. In fact, I've read the accounts. George Washington, when he had toothaches, his doctor said, go to the apothecary and get yourself the toothache hemp. They called it toothache or stomach hemp. Because if you had a toothache or you had a stomach ache, they told you, get this in your pipe and draw it into your lungs. That'll help with the stomach ache. But see, this is how ignorant we are now. George Washington, when he had a toothache, would load up his tobacco pipe and smoke THC. By the way, I don't like it and I don't use it. My point is, we've got the banks laundering the drugs, running the drugs, controlling the drugs. They hate marijuana because that's something you can grow, so they don't control that. And that's why there's a war on marijuana, because that's the only thing the drug dealers don't control. And they want to control it and ship it in out of Latin America and make the profit off that too. And here it is in the New York Times and the El Paso Times and El Universal and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What all came out in court is that they were doing it all for the U.S. government, and the leader of the cartel was a CIA asset. And you're like, well, why did this even come out? Because one group of the government that wasn't corrupt ended up busting him. The whole government's not bad. But let me tell you what happens to FBI agents and DEA agents that don't play ball. Just like Serpico, they kill them, or they audit them, or they set them up, or they cheat on their wife and they blackmail them, or they simply call them up. They come right into their offices. I've interviewed them, and they say, listen, how are your kids doing? Well, they're doing all right. Yeah, Jimmy and Carol, yeah, your little daughter, yes. She's doing pretty good. She was at basketball the other day. Yeah, I wonder if she's going to... They'd be sorry if something happened to her, you know. Man, she's got a big life ahead of her. And I've talked to cops, FBI, DEA, federal marshals, Secret Service. They'll say, what do you mean? And I say, you know what I mean. Kids die sometimes. Sometimes they get kidnapped first, though, and raped and tortured. Man, I don't want anything to happen to your daughter or your son. And sometimes the guys get up and go, I'll kick your ass. And they'll go, really? We saw who dropped your daughter off today. Go ahead and kick my ass. We're going to kill your daughter. You got that straight? Now you keep your mouth shut. Is that clear? Keep your mouth shut or we're going to shoot you in the face like Serpico. We'll be right back. Grow up, America. Stop being naive. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Understands that all the narcotics that are illegal today were sold over the counter until the 1930s when they got rid of Prohibition. They need a new racket. And, you know, I pointed out that you can go out to any farmstead or area and dig into the soil and find all those collectible bottles that are worth hundreds of dollars a piece in some cases, not because there's drugs in them, there's dirt in them, but because they are collectible. Just a little side issue. But here it is, confirmed. The DEA struck a deal. They call it a deal. No, they set these cartels up with Mexico's most notorious drug cartel to let them ship in billions of dollars of drugs for information provided on cartels. Yes, because they were their army to go in and control it. Sinaloa, led by El Chapo Guzman, supplied 80% of the drugs entering the Chicago area and has a presence in cities across the U.S. Yeah, Chicago is one of the main distribution hubs anywhere. The trains, the planes, they all come in. The police are on the take, and that's why they use Chicago as their narcotics trafficking command base. Miami, Houston, Los Angeles, I mean, it's just incredible. The Border Patrol, the DEA, they're all there to stop small-time operators from driving down the prices. Just like the FDA is there to make sure nobody can sell vitamins and minerals that could actually help people, so that only Big Pharma has control of the racket. It's all about monopolies and turf with the New World Order. And the NSA is there to give the global mafia the intel it needs to dominate society. Excuse me. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in the next hour, the nanny Secretary of Defense, soldiers came this close to having their personal lives micromanaged by the social engineer of the Big Apple. We got to write an article about this. What a nightmare scenario. The anti-gun guy that says guns should be confiscated at gunpoint in control of the armed forces, Mayor Bloomberg. Robert Gates put out a statement that he would have hired Michael Bloomberg as possible replacement as Secretary of Defense, and Bloomberg is now being looked at down the road for that. The guy that tried to use New York City and his billions of dollars from Wall Street scams to then go after the rest of the country, the states and cities, and ban our guns by fiat. He wants control of the military. It doesn't matter. Globalists like him are already in control of the military. It's just they're going to make it official. It's going to be totally official with the Federal Reserve, and all these major posts are run by open anti-gun New World Order globalists. A lot of them from Israel and places like France and England. I mean, our country is run by foreigners, foreign technicians that will come in and do whatever they're told at any time. So that's just some of the news that is coming up. We're also going to look at some moves by Congress to supposedly rein in the NSA. That's really a whitewash, but that's coming up. We're going to look at this deal with Iran that's got a lot of people pretty freaked out. We're also going to look more at that Wall Street Journal article dealing with the U.S. being a horrible place to do business, for being rated the best place to do business. Now one of the worst places to do business. And we're also going to look at some of the big developments with Google. That is all coming up. But don't worry, Obama has hired one of his personal friends to a big Democrat to run the IRS investigation, and criminal charges not expected in IRS probe. Really? Criminal charges aren't expected of the mafia murdering, child trafficking government? Really? Really?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.